Hello, and welcome to Inventors Helping Inventors. I'm your host, Alan Beckley, inventor of the Wonder Wallet. Every week, I interview successful inventors, asking them the questions you want to know. Tune in to learn from the experts so you can get your invention out of the tank and into the bank.
Alan, I have dedicated a majority of my life in innovation and philanthropic activities that improve food sustainability, preservation of endangered species, and enhance human nutrition to improve immunity against infection and disease.
What do professional athletes, entrepreneurs, and actors all have in common? They all hire and benefit from professional coaches to help them hone their skills to the highest level. Guess what? Inventors can do the same. Hire somebody who's a professional coach to help you to take your invention, your product, your journey to the next level. I am now offering to IHI listeners 30 minutes of free coaching to help you take your skill sets to the next level. I've coached quite a few clients, and one of the things that I found is I typically see where you are, where you want to go, and then I'm able to guide you in the direction that will help you to get there. In the process, I've saved some inventors thousands of dollars and definitely kept them out of the weeds. If this sounds interesting to you, all you have to do to sign up with me for 30 minutes of free coaching is just send me an email at alan@alanbeckley.com. That's alan@alanbeckley.com. And then in the subject line, put 30 minutes of free coaching and we'll get you scheduled. Welcome to episode number 114. Today, I interview Suresh Menon. Dr. Suresh Menon hails from Kerala, India, from Vengalil Calicut and Meenpat Malappuram families. He holds a doctorate in engineering science from Pennsylvania State University and a Bachelor of Science from Mumbai University in India. Dr. Menon is a serial entrepreneur who founded his first business at the age of 16. Early in his career, he became concerned by a trend towards greatly increased densities of farm animals. Shrimp farmers went from densities of 10 shrimp per square meter to 150 shrimp per square meter, for example. Increased densities with shrimp, poultry, and pig also drove increased disease, resulting in increased use of antibiotics and animal feed. Dr. Menon founded Menon Renewable Products Incorporated U.S. to stop the global use of antibiotics in animal feeds, save our planet from waste practices impacting precious natural resources, and promote health for humans and animals. This led him to invent and develop Mr. Feed, an animal feed that defends against infection, provides better digestibility for the animals, and increases survival rates without the use of antibiotics. Farmers see increased yield, but also reduced waste and environmental impact. He has dedicated a majority of his life in innovation and philanthropic activities that improve food sustainability, preservation of endangered species, and enhance human nutrition. He also founded Menon Biosensors Incorporated, which provided confirmatory technology for detecting bioweapons for the U.S. government. This technology is currently expanding applications to population scale testing for COVID-19 and other virus and bacteria in animals and humans. With more than 100 patents and trademarks, Dr. Menon succeeded in creating groundbreaking technologies with a recognized brand, making the world a safer, cleaner, and more sustainable place to live. Creation of these technologies have resulted in capturing more than 30 markets for various products that he created. Dr. Menon has led several projects in the past that required close collaboration between universities, government entities, and commercial clients. You'll want to listen to this entire interview where Dr. Menon talks about the challenges of lengthy product validation that caused him to raise capital to test new ingredients. Also, how inventors must leverage their knowledge key, that is, what they know that others don't, to grow their businesses. And also, why he feels inventors must use their innovative DNA to not only come up with new products, but to grow their businesses in a challenging marketplace. Now, let's get right to our interview with Dr. Suresh Menon. Suresh Menon, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast with us today.
Thank you very much, Alan. Pleasure to be here.
You know, I'd like to start by asking you a question I ask all of our guests, and that is, could you tell us something interesting about yourself that most people don't know?
Alan, I have dedicated a majority of my life in innovation and philanthropic activities that improve food sustainability, preservation of endangered species, and enhance human nutrition to improve immunity against infection and disease.
That's an amazing mission. I suspect there's a lot of sacrifice connected with that as well.
Absolutely. For a entrepreneur who starts a new business and grow, it is all consuming.
I can easily imagine that. Well, I would just say a big thanks to you for doing something that, let's just put it this way, the world needs a lot more people just like you.
Thank you, Alan.
So what did you do before you became an inventor? Could you tell us a bit about your backstory? Where did you grow up and where did you go to school? So our audience gets to know a little bit about you.
I hail from the state of Kerala in India, from Vengalil, Calicut, and Meenpat Malappuram families. I hold a doctorate in engineering science from the Pennsylvania State University and Bachelor of Science from Mumbai University in India. I started my first company when I was 16 years of age. The experience gained in starting and building a business laid the foundation of innovation. I'm an entrepreneur and founder of Menon Renewable Products to stop global use of antibiotics in animal feeds, save our planet from waste practices impacting precious natural resources, and promote health for humans and animals. Incidentally, I also founded Menon Biosensors, which provided confirmatory technology for detecting bioweapons for the US government. This technology is currently expanding applications to population scale testing for COVID-19 and other virus and bacteria in animals and humans. For more than 100 patents and trademarks, I've been able to create groundbreaking technologies that are making the world a safer, cleaner, and more sustainable place to live.
So I have to say, right from the start, you sound like an extremely busy man and you've done a lot. And I can't imagine starting a first company at 16 years of age. So that's pretty amazing. The point I really wanted to make is you're clearly an amazingly accomplished and amazingly busy person having two different companies that you're running, one for the biosensors and one for the sustainable products. So kudos for that. That's pretty amazing. What led you to become an inventor? What in your early life or what drove you to become an inventor?
I specifically came up with a product called Mr. Feed, which stands for Menon Renewable Feed, in order to meet the increasing worldwide demand for an abundant, sustainable, cost-competitive, and renewable source of animal feed. Mr. Feed has been proven in aquaculture, poultry, and swine, with other animal species currently under testing, and has demonstrated superior performance when compared to traditional feeds in the areas of survivability, growth, disease remediation, feed conversion ratio, FCR, and overall animal health.
Well, thank you for that. And that actually leads a little bit into my next question. And so, again, from a layman's perspective, your invention, Mr. Feed, sounds like it's something that's very much needed, especially from a survivability, a reusability, and protecting the environment perspective, that it's just a superior product. But from a layman's perspective, can you briefly describe why Mr. Feed is superior to other animal feeds? So what are some of the key problems that Mr. Feed solves better than other animal feeds do?
Mr. Feed is an animal feed ingredient for shrimp, fish, poultry, and pigs. It is described as a feed that produces faster growth, defense against infection, better digestibility, higher survival rates, and improved yields. The main differentiating factor is the structure of the proteins from a molecular level. We can control the size of the proteins, or what we call peptides, and make them smaller. As a result, the uptake of these small peptides in the bloodstream is easier, boosting the protein in the blood. This enhances the immune function of a given animal.
So it sounds like the key then is small peptides, right? Smaller than is typical of other feeds, and gives the animal better immunity and better uptake, if I understood that correctly.
That is correct, Al.
You know, I also often said that inventors scratch their own itch. So with a solution that solves an annoying problem they had or something that bothered them. So can you describe the key driver or motivation from your life that led you to develop Mr. Feed as a better solution? What was it that drove you to want to do that?
There were two main factors, Alan. I chose to focus on animal feed because I noticed a trend of increased density in farm animals and a number of unintended consequences for the animals associated with that. For example, in aquaculture, farmers who were growing shrimp at 10 shrimp per meter square increased to 150 shrimp per meter square to keep up with productivity. This meant that disease became more prevalent, and farmers facing decimation of the shrimp pond were using antibiotics to treat this issue. That was the main reason why I came on the scene. I don't believe that antibiotics should be the solution to overcome this issue. We need to understand what the animal really needs from a nutritional perspective in order to enhance their immune system. I recognize the population growth, and we need to have an adequate food supply, but we cannot just randomly increase usage of chemicals and antibiotics to treat the disease. And another point, the second point that I missed, Alan, is that Menon meets the growing demand for sustainable animal feed. Utilizing our proprietary process, the process reduces stress and waste on the global environment. The process is scalable, and product lines can be produced from a variety of agriculture waste inputs, alleviating strain on our natural resources.
So it sounds like there's, as you mentioned, a twofold combination. The first one driven and a major motivation from your perspective was what you referred to as animal densities. And I think by that you mean these farms, for lack of a better terminology, that are raising animals, whether it be shrimp or pigs, or for that matter, chickens, have been driven to increase the densities of the animals to great numbers, which creates, as I understand it, a key problem in that disease spreads very rapidly because you have so much density. And the solution has always been antibiotics and other sorts of things to treat the problem. Whereas your product, Mr. Feed, is a non-antibiotic solution to that problem, if I understood that correctly. Is that right?
That is correct, Alan.
And then the second key point I think I heard you make that is very important is, furthermore, your feed is much more sustainable than other animal feeds. So it has less impact on the environment and less impact on waste and things of that nature.
That is correct.
I would just say that's pretty amazing. It's Sounds like it's a great product that it's easy to highlight the key value and points of that.
Thank you, Alan.
So the next question I really have is regarding who the customer base is for your product. And so, Suresh, is your primary customer a large company such as a Tyson that raises millions of chickens, or individual farmers and ranchers, or is it both?
Our clients are some of the largest producers of animals in the world today, including Tyson, Pipestone, and Costco in the USA. National Aquaculture in Saudi Arabia, which is the largest shrimp farm in the world, Walmart supplier in Indonesia, and Martec in Costa Rica, who supplies fish to Costco, among many others. So this is just a handful of examples.
So very much working with the large companies, and it sounds like you can certainly have a much larger impact that way as well, because when you get Costco or Walmart or Tyson or somebody like that to start using your feed, then you're accomplishing two good things at once, as you just described a little bit earlier. First of all, better sustainability, better growth for the animal, healthier for the animal without using antibiotics. And secondarily, more sustainable from an environmental perspective. So it sounds like a double win, as we said earlier, and especially from the corporation's perspective, to talk about the fact that they're being essentially a responsible company focusing on the sustainability of the environment as well. Would you agree with that?
Yes, Alan, I would agree with that. We are balancing reliable, responsibly grown proteins while also guaranteeing supply chain for these large suppliers.
So I'd like to take a slight step back, and this is something I like to do with every interview, and that is inventing is not always unicorns and rainbows, and there's always challenges. Could you describe for us for a moment one of your biggest challenges or setbacks, and then what specifically did you do to recover from it, and then also what did you learn from it?
Product validation takes a lot of time, and the farmers and growers have limited capital to test new functional ingredients that go to make animal feed. This requires companies like ours to raise capital to support research and testing while also ensuring scaling up production of our product. These are the main challenges today. We had to raise capital to overcome these issues. And along the way, we have proven that the product works in every scenario.
So as I understand it, somewhat like certain kinds of medical items, it takes a while to get product validation. It's not something that happens in a very short period of time. And that has a lot of embedded cost to you as the business and requires you to be able to tap and access a large amount of capital, because the return on investment from the business case could be a little slower in coming than perhaps in the case of other kinds of businesses. Would that be an accurate way to put it?
Alan, never have so few done so much with so little. We are working with investments that are far, far below what a normal biotech company would raise. And I wish there were programs that would promote funding of companies like ours within the USA to bring back certain farming practices like aquaculture.
And that makes perfect sense. I wholeheartedly agree with you as well. It seems like it'd be a responsible thing for our country to be a little bit more focused in that direction from all the clear benefits that come from it. So one of the questions I did want to ask, though, is from a price or cost perspective, how does Mr. Feed compare with other competitive feeds? Would you say Mr. Feed tends to be a bit more expensive than other feeds? And then if so, I think you've already pointed some benefits, but the key benefits that would make it where somebody like Costco or Martec or anyone else would say, well, that's just not a question. This is a good way for us to go. So can you speak about that cost perspective and how it compares to other feeds and then what the trade-offs might be?
Menon's goal is to provide farmers with the technology and knowledge to raise healthier animals. Our technical staff provides insight and instructions on how Mr. Feed can be integrated into finished feed diets. We work shoulder to shoulder with farmers to create formulations that replace various additives, analysis of performance to meet the cost metrics. The feed conversion ratio, or FCR, is the ratio of amount of feed consumed to the weight of the animal produced. Reduced FCR is greatly beneficial to the farmer because it means they can use less feed to produce larger animals, thus giving them great cost savings.
So it sounds like the FCR is the key from a business metric, that the characteristics of the way your feed is created and put together, and as you described earlier, small peptides and the various characteristics that go into it, including the sustainability, also results in a reduced FCR, or feed conversion ratio. And that's very beneficial. And that certainly has a cost benefit to those raising animals.
That is accurate, Alan.
So I would like to ask then, so what is next for your business? Do you have other products or maybe product extensions of the current Mr. Feed product line?
We are continuing to work with some of the largest animal producers in the world, as I mentioned earlier, including those in the swine and poultry industries and aquaculture. Our goal is to provide farmers with the technology and knowledge to raise healthier animals, and we've been successful in that so far. In fact, the adoption of our product has exceeded my initial expectations, and we are excited about where this is going and the data that is coming out of our animal trials. One of the extensions of the current product line is to enhance immunity in humans. And this is an extension of our current work, and we are very excited about this.
Wow, so you're looking at something on the human side for enhancing immunity. And it sounds like that would also, I suspect, be a kind of long run time frame because of the involvement in the medical side of it and what have you. What form would that take for humans?
We are going to leverage what we have learned in the past several years to speed up the development of this product for humans to enhance immunity. So this would cut the timeline significantly to develop products in that sector. Products may take shape of protein bars, milkshakes, yogurt. In fact, we have three new product lines that we are already trying. Testing is underway for this product to enhance immunity. So we expect the first product to come out within 6 to 8 months from now.
That's extremely exciting on multiple levels, I would say. First of all, that whole product segment all by itself is quite a large and rapidly growing product segment, because people are wanting to do things to enhance their health and to extend their lifespan, the enjoyment of their life. So protein bars and milkshakes, they sell in huge numbers. I'm sure you would have the numbers that I don't have, but producing something that works better and actually enhances immunity and those kinds of products could be something that I could imagine would have just, you know, be hugely welcomed within the community.
Alan, in addition to leveraging past experience working with this technology for animals, please remember we are also helping Mother Nature by reducing waste and reducing stress on our renewable resources by providing food for humans while also reducing infections from disease would be a game changer.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So as we wind to a close here, What advice would you give to a new inventor just starting out based on your experience?
My advice to a new inventor is to be innovative while solving problems, whether it's technology or day-to-day operations. In our field of business, our success is due to what we know and others don't. Once you have the initial idea, then work tirelessly to put together a motivated team around you to execute.
That sounds like great advice. So I was taking notes as you were saying that, but clearly innovative while solving problems. But I'd like the phrase you said, what we know that others don't, because that's your key success element, and focusing on that and then leveraging that and moving forward with that. I'd like to ask, are there any parting words you would like to leave us with?
We provide the aquaculture and animal feed industry with environmentally responsible, sustainable, and renewable feed products that enhance survivability, growth, and health. Mr. Feed is a dream come true for formulators and farmers. Formulators are not subject to price fluctuations and availability of this ingredient. The ingredient is designed with detailed and unique specifications, ensuring the diet always remains consistent. For farmers, this product erases the pain of animals dying and loss of entire harvest. Mr. Feed produces faster growth and higher yields for farmers who add our ingredient to their animal diet.
Well, that's great. So my final question for you is that how can listeners reach you if they have other questions?
Your listeners can learn more about Menon Renewable Products by visiting our website, menon.us, menon.us.
Great. So they can find you at menon.us. That's your website, and they can get more information there. So, Suresh, I'd like to thank you so much for being on the podcast with us today and sharing your journey with us and the expertise that you've developed in multiple fields and the great things that you're doing in the world to help sustainability as well as improving outcomes for those raising animals. So I'd like to just thank you for that and for spending some time with us on the podcast today.
Thank you very much, Alan, for inviting me.
You bet. IHI Nation, how would you like to learn more about licensing your invention? If so, I've got an opportunity that might be of interest to you. I have a private Facebook group called Licensing Lifestyle, and we've already got quite a few inventors in there. We'd love to have you join our group. If this is something you'd like to share your tips and tricks, your successes, your challenges, the very active group of inventors who are interested in learning to license their products. If you would like to join our group, all you need to do is go to alanbeckley.com/FB group. That's alanbeckley.com/FB group. Now, you will have to answer 3 questions, but you'll automatically be given membership where you can join the group and start sharing your successes, your challenges, your questions, and your ideas with other members in our group. Again, that's our private Facebook group for inventors actively interested in licensing their product. So we hope to see you there soon. Thanks a lot. IHI Nation, if you're like most inventors, I'll bet you have questions like, why is it important to be patent pending? Or, I've got a prototype, but now what? Or perhaps, how do I craft my pitch so they'll actually listen to me? Or, I spent so much money on my invention, but how can I finally make some money? If you have questions like these and more, I've got some good news. You can come to my next totally free live webinar for inventors called How to License Your Invention for Royalties. All you need to do to attend is just go to alanbeckley.com/license. That's alanbeckley.com/license. All you need to attend is your cell phone, desktop, laptop, other computer. You just connect with a Zoom meeting link and you're in to attend. So again, how do you sign up for the next one? Just go to www.alanbeckley.com/license, and I look forward to meeting you at the next live webinar, How to License Your Invention for Royalties. Thanks so much for tuning in to Inventors Helping Inventors. If you like the show, please tell your friends about it. Make sure to subscribe in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts so you won't miss a single episode. Talk to you soon.